Have you ever felt like app development is kind of stuck? Like you got to pick a side. On the one hand, you've got those super slick, super fast native apps, the ones that just feel right on their specific platform. But then there's this other side, right? The promise of cross-platform frameworks, write the code once and boom, runs everywhere.
Yeah, it's a real head scratcher, isn't it? That choice between a truly polished native feel, but potentially having to build separate apps for, well, everything versus the efficiency of that cross-platform king.
Talk about a developer dilemma, right? And that's what we're diving into today. We're talking Compose multi-platform. This is a framework that's trying to bridge that gap.
And it's causing a stir for sure, even among those of us who've seen a lot of frameworks come and go. What's interesting is it comes from JetBrains, the folks behind the Kotlin programming language.
And that's not nothing,
Right.
right? I mean, they're known for building tools that developers actually like want to use.
Totally. They get developer experience, and that's where Compose Multiplatform gets really cool. So it's actually built on Google's Jetpack Compose. That's a UI toolkit for Android. And what JetBrains has done is taken that same approach, that declarative style, and expanded it to, well, other platforms, desktop, so Windows, Mac OS, Linux, even the web.
So instead of needing like different languages, different frameworks for each platform, Compose Multiplatform was saying, hey, use Kotlin, pretty elegant language, getting more popular all the time. You can build your user interfaces for, well, pretty much anything with a screen.
You got it. Now, if you peek under the hood, one of the ways they make this happen, especially on the web, is with this thing called Kotlin WASM. Sounds a bit technical, I know, but basically it's Kotlin that gets compiled down into WebAssembly.
Okay, gotta ask, what's WebAssembly and why should I care?
Imagine this. A really, really fast way to run code right in your web browser, and it can be used anywhere. That's WebAssembly. And it lets languages like Kotlin work seamlessly on the web, which opens up a ton of possibilities.
So Kotlin is acting as this kind of like universal language, built for Android, desktop, web, all from basically the same code base.
Exactly. And just to add to the intrigue, they're even working on adding Kotlin native support.
Wait, hold on. Does that mean what I think it means? Are we talking about potentially using that same code base for iOS development too?
You're catching on fast. That's the dream, right? That write once, deploy everywhere, promise has been around, but this might be the closest we've gotten without some major trade-offs.
I see why there's buzz, but like any good deep dive, we got to get into the weeds a bit. The practicalities, the gotchas, all that.
For sure. And the article you shared does a nice job highlighting one of those. It digs into this example of building a desktop app with Compose multi-platform that needs to talk to a .NET backend API.
Interesting combo. Kotlin for the front end,
Okay.
.NET for the back end. That's like mixing, I don't know, like peanut butter and pickles.
Kind of. But it shows that Compose Multiplatform isn't about forcing an all Kotlin world on you. You can use what you're already using and make it work. In this case, they use this tool called Service Stack Reference.
Okay, service stack reference rings a bell, but give me a refresher.
Think of it this way. You've got two people who speak different languages, right? Service Stack Reference is like the interpreter, making sure they understand each other perfectly. So your Kotlin front end, your .NET back end, they can communicate without any issues, exchanging data smoothly and securely.
So it's like the diplomat of our application, making sure Kotlin and .NET are on speaking terms.
Exactly. And here's where it gets a bit nuanced. The article points out that this setup, this Service Stack Reference connecting to a .NET back end, it needs a Java virtual machine, the JVM, to run.
Okay, so this is one of those gotchas.
It is. And it highlights something really important about any framework, especially one as ambitious as this. You got to understand the details, the dependencies, the potential limitations, right? That's how you figure out if it's the right tool for the job.
So, Compose multi-platform, not a magical solution then.
Right. Yeah. Building for multiple platforms always has some, considerations, even with a tool like this.
And I bet our listeners are wondering about one thing in particular, performance. Like, if I'm used to how fast native apps are, am I going to be disappointed?
It's the question, right? And honestly, the answer is kind of a classic developer answer. It depends. But the cool thing about Compose Multiplatform is it compiles down to native code for each platform. So you're not relying on some extra layer that slows everything down.
So theoretically, a well-built Compose multi-platform app, it could be just about as fast as native.
Exactly. Although that's where those nuances we talked about come in, like that JVM requirement for some setups. That can actually be good for performance, believe it or not. The JVM's been around forever, and it's really good at running code efficiently.
So the JVM, what seemed like a limitation, might actually make things faster.
You got it. It's always about trade-offs, figuring out the best approach for what you're building.
Okay, so let's say I'm sold, ready to try Compose Multiplatform. Where do I start? The article mentions IDEs, but honestly, I don't always keep up with all that.
I feel you. Choosing an IDE, it's kind of like choosing the right, I don't know, toolbox for the job, right? It needs to be comfortable, efficient, have everything you need. The article specifically mentions two, Android Studio and then JetBrains Fleet.
Android Studio, I know that one. That's like the Android development tool.
Right. So if you're mostly targeting Android, that's the obvious choice. Free, well-documented, huge community. But Fleet, that's JetBrains' newer IDE, it takes a different approach.
What's the main difference then?
Think of it this way. Android Studio is like a big, fully stocked workshop, right? Perfect for large, complicated projects. Fleet is more like a sleek, minimalist workbench.
So for Compose Multiplatform specifically, which is better?
It's not really about better or worse. Honestly, it's about finding what works best for you, your style. If you're used to Android Studio and Android is your main focus, stick with it. But if you're looking for something maybe faster, more streamlined, especially if you're working across a lot of platforms, then yeah, Fleet might be worth checking out.
So no easy answers when it comes to IDEs.
Got it. Nope. Do research, try things out, see what clicks.
So we've got performance, we've got choosing the right IDE. What else should our listeners keep in mind as they're checking out Compose Multiplatform? I think the biggest thing to remember is Compose Multiplatform is still pretty new, right? Like it's changing fast. What works today might be different tomorrow.
Yeah, totally. Early days, you know, which is exciting. All these possibilities opening up. But also, gotta be a little cautious. Best practices are still kind of being figured out.
It's like we're all exploring a new continent or something.
I like that. And every good explorer needs a map. And in this case, that map is knowledge, right? You really got to understand Compose Multiplatform, Kotlin, the tech behind it.
So don't just expect magic, I guess.
Yeah.
Take the time to learn, experiment, and don't be afraid to ask for help either, right?
Absolutely. The Compose Multiplatform community is super helpful.
Yeah. All right, before we wrap up, I got to ask, if you were going to build something with Compose Multiplatform, what would it be? What's that dream app that makes you excited about this whole write once, use everywhere thing?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay, how about this? Imagine, like, a music app, but it's collaborative, and it runs seamlessly on, like, any device. Start a beat on your phone, a friend adds some bass on their laptop, someone else joins in singing on their tablet.
That's awesome. Like a virtual jam session, anyone can join, doesn't matter where they are.
Exactly. And that's what's so cool about Compose Multiplatform, breaking down those barriers.
Yeah.
And not just for music, right? Think of the possibility. And who knows? Maybe one of our listeners is going to take that idea and run with it. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive into Compose Multiplatform. If you're even a little bit curious, I'd say check it out. Experiment, see what you can build. Until next time, happy coding.